I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is to host a nuclear summit. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 countries. They will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The White House says that while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by extremist groups, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The three allies plan to discuss China's level of commitment to a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea into giving up its nuclear weapons. President Obama will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the summit. The Obama administration says it will not paper over differences with China on maritime and cybersecurity issues. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment to NATO's eastern borders. The U.S. European Command says the rotations will bring the U.S. military presence in Europe to three fully manned combat brigades. 70-year-old U Tin Kyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of the Myanmar parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in the country, once known as Burma, which has dated back to 1962. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande announced Wednesday that he has abandoned his plan for a constitutional provision that would have stripped the citizenship from French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on a text. The proposal met opposition from those who feared it would unfairly target Muslims. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Several Belgian newspapers reported Wednesday that the laptop was found during a raid in the Schaerbeek neighborhood several hours after the attack. A Belgian government official says there was absolutely no specific indication that the Prime Minister was under threat from the attackers. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to countries worldwide to provide homes for nearly a half million of the most vulnerable Syrian refugees. Lisa Schlein reports.
Countries neighboring Syria are bearing the brunt of the Syrian refugee crisis. They are hosting 4.8 million refugees. The UN Refugee Agency says other nations must shoulder some of the burden. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says his agency aims to resettle one-tenth, or about 480,000 of the refugees over the next 3 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, trying to hold her governing coalition together, lashed out at critics who were trying to impeach her. Ms. Rousseff said in Brasilia that her opponents were trying to carry out a coup to oust her. Nigeria's defense minister says the military under President Muhammadu Buhari has made enormous gains in the fight against Boko Haram. Retired General Dan Ali said Wednesday the military has reclaimed much of the land once occupied by the terrorist group and that Boko Haram has been reduced to waging mostly guerrilla warfare. He said the military should be able to clear the terrorists out of the Sambisa forest within 2 or 3 months. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Khaleda Zia Wednesday. The warrant is connected to the 2015 firebombing of a bus that killed two people and injured many others. The former prime minister and 27 other leaders of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party are accused of instigating the bombing. A spokesman for the BNP called the charges laughable. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second largest rebel group. That makes the country move closer to ending a five-decade-long civil war. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.